Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Let's turn our focus to China, and it looks like China's goods are back in demand.
That's right. China posted a boom in its exports for the third successive month in August, but imports continued to disappoint. But what do these disjointed numbers mean for China and its recovery?
At the same time, you've got Chinese armed forces continuing to ramp up their military exercises. Just yesterday, in fact, China's government announced another round of military exercises this week on the northeast and eastern coast. What is the reasoning behind these latest drills?
We shall find out. Also, and finally, as the China-US media row continues to deepen, we're looking at Chinese authorities. They've delayed renewing the press credentials of some journalists working for American media outlets. What impact will this have on already fraught China-US tensions?
Joining us on the line is Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Don, good morning. Thanks for taking the time. Let's talk about those export numbers growing by 9.5% in August. Imports shrank by 2.1%. So all this, you know, at the same time, the country's overall trade surplus is narrowed.
But China's trade surplus with the US has widened by 27% compared to a year earlier, despite vowing to buy more US products. Dawn, what do these latest numbers say about the recovery in China?
Hi, good morning. Well, exports did better than expected and was also an improvement from July, which had a 7.2% growth. But imports were down from July's minus 1.4%. So the difference between export and import has become wider. A demand for COVID-related products, such as medical supplies and also electronic goods, are fueling the growth in export, which is helping with the country's economic recovery. But this demand could taper off, while we may also see some effects from the tech war with the US kicking in. Given the uncertainty with the global pandemic and US-China tensions, it's hard to say where China's economic recovery is headed.
Well, China's government announced it held further military exercises, Dawn, just yesterday along its northeast and eastern coast. These are the latest in a series of unusual back-to-back drills against a backdrop of rising regional tensions.
Yeah, Dawn, curious. I mean, what do we know about these latest drills? And obviously, we want to know what kind of sign or message is this sending?
The first set of drills started in the Bohai Sea off the northeastern port of Qinhuangdao in Hebei province. Another set of exercises will be held today and tomorrow in the Yellow Sea off Lianyungang in northeastern Jiangsu province and will involve live firing drills. The People's Liberation Army has, over the past weeks, been conducting near-simultaneous military exercises in its surrounding waters, the South China Sea, East China Sea, Bohai Sea, and Yellow Sea. And this level of activity is highly unusual. It's seen as a show of force and a signal, especially to the US, that these surrounding waters are all within the PLA's coverage. They are considered the near seas, and over the years, China's military has developed the capacity to prevail in a conflict within these waters. So these exercises are meant to show off that capability.
Speaking with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei, this is something you brought up earlier, Chinese authorities and how they've imposed new visa restrictions on foreign journalists working for U.S. news organizations in China.
Yeah, that's right. And this is in response to the Trump administration limiting visa terms for Chinese reporters in the U.S. So a bit of tit for tat going on here. Dawn, what does China hope to achieve through this restriction?
China says it's simply responding to what the U.S. has been doing. The U.S., if you recall, in May decided to allow Chinese journalists based there only 90 days of stay, and in March essentially kicked out 60 Chinese journalists. The Chinese cannot be seen to be doing nothing, and they made that quite clear when asked about it yesterday, that they are retaliating against what the U.S. is doing to their journalists. So we know five journalists in China who work for American news organizations were not given new press credentials after their old ones expired, but were given letters instead that could be used to apply for new visas. But these visas only last 2 months or so. In the meantime, they are still allowed to work and report in China. China says it has acted with restraint, While it has accused the U.S. of essentially expelling 60 Chinese journalists, it has kicked out 17 foreign journalists in the first half of this year. It's watching what the U.S. is doing and countering those moves. So if the U.S. continues to make it difficult for Chinese journalists to operate there, I'm sure China will do the same.
We've been speaking with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Donwei. Don, thanks for your time. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.